listening to episode number 1800, woo-woo, of the Who Cares News for Friday, August 14th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Good morning.
Happy birthday, Halle Berry.
Happy birthday, Halle Berry.
Who is 54 today. Born in 1966 in Cleveland, O.H.
Yes.
Yes, but she didn't grow up there. No, they moved away. No, she grew up in Chicago, New York.
And she starred in 6 movies with Hugh Jackman.
Can you believe that? Most of them were X-Men movies, but also Swordfish, which was with John Travolta as well.
She was originally named Maria Halle Berry.
I knew that. Yeah.
And then when she was 5, they changed it to Halle Maria Berry.
And you know that she was named after the Halle Theater, or Halle Building, I'm sorry, in Cleveland. Here's the things that I found interesting that I did not know till today.
Okay.
She turned down two key lead parts that she was offered.
Speed.
Speed. Uh-huh. Yeah, the part that Sandra Bullock played.
Yeah.
Which she would have been great at.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, both of them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the one that she's probably glad she turned down, Geely.
Yeah.
That Mariah Carey. Almost ruined Mariah Carey's career. When she grew up, she was a cheerleader, an honor student, class president, and even the prom queen. And she studied journalism, of all things. So there you go. Our homage to the wonderful, the talented, the fabulous Halle Berry today.
Halle Berry.
On her 54th birthday.
She is quite talented.
Oh, she's very talented.
She's a great actress. Yeah. I think she's underrated.
Yeah, I definitely think. Well, she's got an Oscar.
And a Golden Globe.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, it's all right.
But still.
It's okay, still. She's Halle Berry.
Yeah.
All right. So some random facts for you today. We'll jump into it here. John Steinbeck. I grew up in the town where John Steinbeck grew up.
Yes.
Matter of fact, Salinas, California. Yeah. He was late turning in his manuscript for Of Mice and Men, his fantastic bestseller, because his dog ate an early draft. True story. And
no.
I knew that. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, real ninjas didn't wear all black. They wore dark blue because it was a more effective way to blend in at night. Jack Black's mother, Judith Love Cohen, was an engineer who worked on the Hubble telescope.
Really?
Makes Jack kind of a offspring of a an engineer, if you will. House of Representatives was expanded to 435 members in 1911 when the population was 94 million. Today, there are still 435 members, and the population is about a little over 3.5 times that, 330 million.
You know what? We don't need any more of them.
Yeah, we don't need any more. The 435 we have are more than enough.
We don't need any more politicians in this country.
In fact, we could probably just replace all of them and probably come out with a better outcome.
I say we wipe the slate clean and start over.
I'm all for that. I think a lot of people are. All right, it is time for the Who Cares News on this Friday morning. What's going on?
Friday potpourri is not even one story is worth commenting more than a minute.
Uh-oh. We're having
a
potpourri
second on
headline news. Dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee.
Okay, Chrissy Teigen's pregnant with kid number 3.
Okay.
We found out during a new John Legend music video that just dropped.
I guess that's Chrissy saying, John, it's yours. Right.
Well, Katy Perry says that she wrote before she thought in Ellen Gate, you know, because she came to her defense, and then she got backlash, and so...
Yeah, she got a lot of clapback from the... She thinks that Ellen's... You know, not mean, and that she's a great person and the humanitarian we all know and supposedly love.
Well, I guess maybe she doesn't know her as well as she thought she did.
Maybe not. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And Katie. She doesn't work with her.
Yeah.
So there's obviously there's a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Is that what you're saying about Ellen?
Or Dr. Jekyll and Ms. Hyde.
And Ms. Hyde, huh?
Dr. Jekyll and Ms. Hyde. To Ellen.
I don't know. I think she's just a mean comedian. Most comedians are mean. They have a mean side. And I don't know that she's mean. I think she thinks it's funny.
Is she the Lea Michele of comedians?
She might be. Oh, my God.
Well, so
but according to Portia, she's fine. She's still doing the show. She's fine.
Yes, Portia. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. We get it. Last week, Katie defended Ellen on Twitter without thinking of other people's experience with
Katie,
the troubled host.
Why weren't you thinking about other people? Why do you always speak before you think?
Miley Cyrus and Cody Simpson are split after 10 months together. Ironically.
Sorry, I gotta get more sleep.
So they've actually been split for a couple weeks, but last week, Cody professed his love on Insta for Miley.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right, so Rob Lowe.
Rob Lowe?
He's a cutie. Well, I did. Yeah. He was actually guest hosting for Jimmy Kimmel this week.
Oh, was he really?
Or is this week?
This is Rob Lowe's week. We never talk about Rob Lowe.
He says, yeah, I'm Rob Lowe. It might be your mom's hall pass or maybe your dad's. His all his stuff is actually was really cute. I was watching it because he's got little blonde tips in his hair.
Oh,
he looks good.
Yeah.
He looks good? Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he explained empty nesting to Kelly Ripa and Mark Consuelo.
Oh, okay.
They say they've been parents almost their entire marriage.
Well, that's what happens when you have to get married. Oh,
what?
I didn't say that out loud, did I?
And they look forward. Nobody has to get anyway. They look forward to when their kids move out. So, Rob's,
well, yeah, I can attest to looking forward to it. I don't think it's ever happened for longer than about a week for me, but I can attest to, yeah, empty nesting would be fun. Yeah.
Now, first off, Rob Lowe is on my list of things I care about.
Yeah, okay.
So we need to clear that up right now.
All right.
So Rob says being empty nesters means never having to put clothes on again. Yeah.
Huh.
That sounds like that's right up your alley.
I would not want to be the mailman at Rob Lowe's house. I just would not. Or the Amazon delivery guy. No.
Well, you're not standing by your front door.
I hope to God that they've got bathrobes. Oh,
and hopefully they put something on, or he put something on before he goes out to get the package. Before his package
I was
going to,
wait a minute. Let's take package out of the whole story there. Oh, my God.
Packages.
Well, again, happy birthday to the only woman who... to
happy
win an
birthday.
Oscar and a Razzie and to show up at the Razzies to accept her Razzie Award.
Yeah.
And that would be the one, the only Halle Berry.
She's one of four women who have won both.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
But she's the only one to show up to get her Razzie.
Happy birthday to you, Halle Berry.
All right, well, that's it for us today. Nothing of...
John just wants you.
Yeah, nothing
here's
of Hall great...
Pass.
That is my... all right, back tomorrow. So you got me all flustered thinking about Halle Berry. Back on Monday. Hey, let's get out of here. Let's have a weekend.
Sure. I can't believe you didn't bring donuts for Halle Berry's birthday.
I didn't want to stand in the COVID line to get them.
True.
Back Monday with more from
here you
Halle.
Go again,
oh God,
man.
You had me at donuts and Halle Berry. All right, have a good weekend. See you Monday. And
that's all the news you could care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.